Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Let's talk about dealing with confrontational situations with customers. Does this ever happen to you in medical sales? Well, if you're in any kind of sales, it happens, but it seems to be more common in medical sales, at least from my experience. When I'm talking about confrontational, what am I talking about? I'm talking about situations where you have to defend an action, defend a position, such as pricing. These days, in this economy and the changes in healthcare, are you ever dealing with pricing issues? Does that sometimes become confrontational? There's a lot of different philosophies. If you talk to your manager or any of the C-level people at your company, I'm sure they have their own philosophies in terms of dealing with these confrontational situations. Back at my company, when I was actively selling, management certainly did. Let me give you an example. Anytime I would go to my manager with a confrontational situation, and I'll get specific in a moment, his tagline was, "Mace, we don't run from a fire, we run to the fire." And believe me, that is true, and it's a good piece of advice. But there's something that you, as the sales representative, have to decide. Are you going to be the one who is going to take on that confrontational role, or would it better be left to management or some other entity? Let me give you an example. Early in my sales career, there was a surgeon I worked with. I will call him Dr. Smith. Well, Dr. Smith had a falling out with one of the biggest surgeons in my territory. I'm going to call him Dr. Jones. So Dr. Smith and Jones were always going at it, and Dr. Jones decided to extract some level of revenge or vengeance on Dr. Smith. So what he did was he decided to make an accusation. Back at that time, the industry was such that it was a fairly common practice to send surgeons to surgeon courses for them to learn about how to use your products and how to be better surgeons in general. Well, Dr. Jones decided to make an accusation that we, my company, and also implying me, that I was buying Dr. Smith's business because I had sent him to this course. He also alleged that we were charging exorbitant prices because we more or less had Dr. Smith in our corral. He was one of our surgeons. The truth is, we were charging the hospital where Dr. Smith worked the same prices that we charged every other hospital. And in fact, when it came to sending surgeons to courses, we had even sent Dr. Jones to a course the previous year. When I found out about this, I was livid. But there was a much more important consideration than defending my own self-esteem and my own ego at this moment. There was a very serious accusation made against my company and also against me that could have far-reaching consequences. The first thing I did was I contacted my manager and I asked him, I said, should I go talk to Dr. Jones and clear this all up? And he said, no, this is a lot more critical than that. Let me call the company. Well, the company felt it was critical enough to put the lead attorney for the company on a private jet to meet with me the next morning and to get all of the details. And one of the things they specified was for me not to talk to Dr. Jones. They would handle it. Now, this was very uncomfortable for me because I like to fight my own battles, probably much as you do. But clearly, as I thought about it, confronting Dr. Jones with this situation would have implied that I disagreed with him, or more or less saying, Dr. Jones, you're a liar. This never happened. Now, that is not a good way to build rapport with a high-volume surgeon or a high-volume customer or any customer in your territory. Well, over a course of a few weeks, there were letters that went back and forth. And what ultimately happened was Dr. Jones was facing a potential slander suit, not only against my company, but also against Dr. Smith and his practice. And once his head cooled down, he came to the realization that the best thing he could do was to write a retraction. And that's what he did. And once that retraction was written, that letter of retraction, this whole thing pretty much went away. As I look back on this situation, if I would have gone with my initial gut reaction, which was to confront Dr. Jones, clearly I would have damaged the relationship. You see, once this went away, while I always harbored, let's say, a little bit of caution in my attitude towards dealing with Dr. Jones, I called on him like any other surgeon in my territory and had the opportunity to enjoy a lot of business with him. confronting him and calling him a liar may have made me feel good in terms of standing up for my rights at that moment and the truth at that moment. But from a business perspective, it was not a smart move. The smart move was to let someone else handle that. And that's how I maintain the relationship and maintain the business with that customer. In any confrontational situation where someone is forced to face a customer about the truth, in other words, potentially telling the customer that what he or she is saying is not the truth, not a fun situation. But in that situation, you ought to find out if it would be better served by having someone else do it to protect your relationship with the customer. Another situation where this tactic always worked well for me was when dealing with pricing issues. Invariably, I would get a phone call from the hospital who said, "We need to meet to discuss your pricing. Your prices are too high." Have you ever heard that? Well, if you haven't, you will. Pricing is always a confrontational issue. While I provided the customer with great service, had a great working relationship, I will be so bold as to say they loved me. And because they loved me and they knew that I loved them, they also sort of perpetuated this attitude that, well, Mace is a good guy. He's going to help us with the pricing. My company did not want me to lower pricing. And I didn't want to lower pricing because it impacted my commissions. What I would always do was I would tell the customer that I had no authority to discuss pricing. It was outside of my realm of responsibility. I would always bring in my manager to discuss pricing. Now, I would go on the call with him, but I would sit there tight-lipped. And while he would be telling the customer that it was impossible to lower pricing, that they were getting a good price, and lay out his whole defense of the pricing situation, I would see the anger just welling up in my customer's eyes. But that anger was directed at my manager, not at me. And that's where I wanted it. I was trying to preserve the good relationship and my good name with the customer. When the meeting was over, that day or early the next day, I would contact the key personnel who were at that meeting to more or less apologize for my inability to have any control over the pricing and to emphasize that my job was to make sure that they had good products and to provide good customer service so that they were able to do their jobs to take care of the patients. I got to be honest with you, this strategy almost always served me well. They were upset with the company, they were upset with my manager, but it allowed them to still see me in the same light as a different entity as it always did. So again, the advice is, when you have to deal with a confrontational situation, and if it's possible to have someone step in to be the bad guy, do it. It won't work all the time, and sometimes it may be more appropriate for you to be the person to go in and confront the situation. But if it's a situation where the outcome of your being confrontational with the customer can diminish your relationship such that it impacts your business, then it's better to see if you can have someone else do it. Not to have someone fight your battles for you, but to have someone take the heat as being the bad guy. Remember, when you are dealing with healthcare customers, it is often very difficult to convince them that you are right and they are wrong. So don't do it if you can have someone else do it for you. Remember, there is only one way that you win when you are in sales, and that is to sell the customer something. And in order to sell the customer something, you have to be able to maintain a positive, good working relationship. Always keep that in the back of your mind when you're dealing with a confrontational situation, and hopefully you will always get through it with your self-esteem intact and the opportunity to go out and make that sale. Thanks for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have any comments or thoughts about this particular podcast, or if you have any requests about topics that you would like me to cover in the future, please send me an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And I will see what I can do to include your topic in a future podcast. Let me also remind you that I would love to spend time with you and your company, helping you to improve your medical sales performance. If you'd like more information about this, please get in touch with me, mace@medicalsalestraining.com, or call my office at 561-333-8080. Again, that number is 561-333-8080. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, please don't ever forget that the most important thing that we do every day must focus on the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.